Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now at 7:47 here on a Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Gasoline prices holding steady across the U.S. the past 2 weeks and could drop soon.
Two.
Dallas police officer shoots and kills a man. The officer reportedly walked into an apartment she thought was hers.
One.
Three small earthquakes rattle northwest Oklahoma. No major damage or injuries reported. Three big things, Steve and Ted.
And I just got a call from traffic tracker Brenda. And Brenda was saying that on Central, between Ridge Road and the Big Ditch, got a traffic accident there. A traffic accident is in the eastbound lanes. Watch for a slowdown. Again, that is on Central, eastbound, between the Big Ditch and Ridge Road. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
You know, weather-wise, we've got a pretty nice week shaping up here. Sunny today with a high of 79 degrees. Yesterday's high was also 79. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 59. Tuesday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 82. Now partly cloudy, calm, and 56 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Celebrate Bourbon Heritage Month with the return of their Bourbon Punch Card. Stop in or check their Facebook for more information. The Monarch in Delano. 7:48 now with Steve and Ted. One in two American workers skips their lunch break at work, according to a new study, but experts say that's not necessarily a bad thing. A new study finds 50% of U.S. workers don't take a full lunch break. The majority of people surveyed say leaving work behind to eat is unrealistic because of intense workloads and pressure to perform.
Yeah, yeah.
Experts say not stopping to eat is actually good for some people, driving energy into their work and helping them stay focused. But it's not that way for everyone.
Well, there are two people in this room that have tough issues with that.
It's the nature of the hours.
You and Jad Chambers work some hours that kind of don't allow you to take an hour for a meal break.
So what am I going to do, take an hour off right in the middle of this thing, go eat lunch someplace, or go to Denny's or something, and I'm not going to do it?
Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make any sense at all. That's all right. I like to stay here and stay on top of the work and get it done. You know what I'm saying?
So you're one of those people.
I'm one of the 50%. Yeah. Mm. Stocks finished the last day of the trading week Friday in the red.
The Dow Jones Industrial averaged down 79 points at 25,916. The NASDAQ Composite down 20 at 79.02. The S&P 500 down 6 at 28.71. For the week, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P are to the downside. Some of the big movers on the day included Barnes & Noble. This stock was up about 17% after Richard Schottenfeld's fund increased its stake and discussed acquisition potential. Tesla was to the downside, down $17 for the quarter. It's down 23%. This, as there's so much controversy around the company. Elon Musk appeared on Rogan's show and smoked marijuana. Also, you had two executives stepping down from the company on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Nicole Petalides, Fox News.
And some news now from the Wichita Business Journal. Walmart appearing to be infusing some cash into the Wichita economy. Okay. It's coming in the form of employee bonuses. Those folks at Walmart getting some extra money, Ted. Company says it has paid out more than $760,000 in bonuses related to performance of stores in the second quarter. The money got to employee paychecks this week. Company didn't say how many employees got the bonuses, but all that means is extra money going out and being spent in our community. Airbus deliveries slowed in August. That leaves the company with hundreds of aircraft left to deliver to meet its goal. Airbus delivered 54 jets last month. That's down from 77 in July. That gives the company 434 deliveries so far this year. Well, that's cranking them out. It needs to average 90 a month to meet its goal of 800 for the year.
Oh, my gosh.
That's turning out planes almost like we did in World War II here in America. That's a lot of
production.
Planes. Way to go, Airbus. They are cranking along there. Charles Koch has decided to sell more books. The Science of Success is returning to print. The book delves into the company's market-based management philosophy and how it has helped grow the business. It's been out of print for several years. It was originally published in 2007. The book will be available to employees at headquarters. It may soon be available again online. So there's some business news for you this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Steve and Ted now at 7:52. Jed, you got something over there?
Yeah, a couple more things in traffic happening.
All right.
Eastbound Kellogg at Tyler. We've got, it says here, multiple vehicles involved in an accident there. So that's eastbound Kellogg at Tyler. Watch for a slowdown there. Stalled out vehicle eastbound Kellogg at Topeka. That's causing a road hazard, so watch out for that one as well. And, of course, like I said, on Central, eastbound lanes east of Ridge Road.
Yeah, when you talk about eastbound, you call all the suburbs coming in from the west, you know, Goddard suburbs out there, that's all coming into town, so that's where you've got the tie-up on Kellogg coming in.
And it's slowing down.
Slowing things down quite a bit. All right. 7:53 with Steve and Ted. Today is National TV Dinner Day. Ted, are you on? Do you eat TV dinners there?
Oh, heck yes.
They've come a long way. Now they're microwaved.
Yes, it's much different than they used to be.
Yeah. In 1953, C.A. Swanson & Sons was about to forever change the prepackaged meal business, introducing the TV dinner, revolutionizing frozen food.
Mm-hmm.
In 1962.
It would come with a thick layer of aluminum foil over the top.
Yep. In 1962, Swanson stopped using the name TV dinner. However, in the United States, the term remains synonymous with any prepackaged dinner purchased frozen from a store and heated at home.
Pretty much, yep.
If you go into Dillon's, they've got a whole section there of that stuff.
Well, I'm a single man. Of course I eat a lot of those.
Some of it's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, some of it's pretty tasty.
Now, the first Swanson TV dinner was what? What do you think, Ted? You take a guess.
So we got a chicken filet?
Mm. Salisbury steak?
Nope. Huh. Thanksgiving Day meal.
Thanksgiving
meal.
Turkey. Yeah.
Turkey.
Yeah.
Cornbread dressing, peas, and sweet potatoes. Yeah. I can imagine there's probably thousands of people who were alone on Thanksgiving Day with nowhere to go, nobody to turn to, probably cranked up one of those.
And then when I was growing up, they had the little brownie right in the middle.
There was a brownie,
and
too.
You had to peel back the foil away from the brownie
when
you baked it, which then led to it being pretty much the same consistency as a charcoal briquette when you took it out of the oven. Yeah, you had that
real good.
That thing was just as hard as a rock by the time it came out of the oven.
Well, in the 50s,
and so was the corn.
Yeah,
the 50s. But, you know, it was TV dinner.
50s and 60s, you'd people put these had these TV trays. You have TV trays, buddy?
We did when I was growing up. When I was a kid, I did.
Jelly, I've got some. And there's just these famous photos of Ronald Reagan and his wife in the White House eating on those TV trays watching TV.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's the way we did things back in the day.
Of course, then Swanson came out with Hungry Man, where they kind of doubled the portions on everything.
Yeah. Those are pretty big.
Hungry Man.
National TV Dinner Day. All right, Steve, stay with Steve and Ted here in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll update you on the story of a Dallas police officer shooting her neighbor. Ted has sports coming up.
Yeah, we'll fill you in on how the Chiefs did on opening day yesterday, and we've got highlights to go along with that, so stay tuned for sports.
Yeah, plus entertainment news. You got the blur on the way, too, right?
Yeah, another huge name in the entertainment industry is out of work after the Me Too movement.
Yikes. Yep. Traffic and weather on the way. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.